AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on the latest peace talks between Russia and Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to hold urgent talks with leaders from about 30 countries. The meeting, scheduled for Thursday, aims to support Kyiv's efforts to secure fair terms in a peace agreement ending the war with Russia. President Trump told reporters he had already spoken to the leaders from France, Germany, and the UK, and that...
And we discussed Ukraine in pretty strong words. And we'll see what happens. I mean, we're waiting to hear answers before we progress.
Zelensky has also indicated the talks were hastily arranged amid President Trump's push for a swift settlement. Meanwhile, Ukraine launched a significant drone attack overnight, affecting flights in Moscow and other Russian cities. According to European leaders, peace talks are at a critical moment. I'm Karen Shemas.
President Trump says the U.S. has seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. Attorney General Pam Bondi wrote that the tanker was involved in illicit oil shipping, supporting foreign terrorist organizations. Venezuela's government called the seizure theft and piracy. A parent of a Kentucky State University student has been charged with murder in an on-campus shooting that killed one student and critically injured another. At a news conference, Frankfurt Assistant Police Chief Scott Tracy told reporters they are aware of videos allegedly showing a fight involving the sons of the suspect, but would not say if that was what led to the shooting.
It's really too early in the investigation right now to give any details on what led up to it. At this point, a lot of that would just be some speculation. We have collected that video and have that as well.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on another interest rate cut.
Chair Jerome Powell signaled the Fed may leave rates unchanged in the coming months.
Conditions in the labor market appear to be gradually cooling, and inflation remains somewhat elevated.
That drew the attention of President Trump.
I mean, this guy, the head of the Federal Reserve is a stiff.
He wants bigger rate cuts.
He did a rather small number that could have been doubled, at least doubled.
These readings are higher than earlier in the year as inflation for goods has picked up, reflecting the effects of tariffs.
Powell says the goal remains to get inflation to 2%.
If you get away from tariffs, inflation is in the low twos, right? So it's really tariffs that's causing most of the inflation overshoot.
Three Fed officials dissented from the move, the most dissents in 6 years. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries drink and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.